B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Iruvin Daf Nun Beis. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, 10 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Mi sheyotza leileich ba'ir shema Iruvin ba. If a person has set out to travel from A to B, where B is less than 4,000 amis away from A, and therefore it's one is able to go from A to B on Shabbos by putting an Eruv in between. Virziri Chaveri, after he set out to go, his friends turned him back and told him, it's cold, it's hot, it's not worth setting out now, you can go tomorrow on Shabbos, don't go now on Friday. And he came back to A, to his original place. Mutter, hu mutter leilich. He himself is permitted on Shabbos to travel from A to B. And we're going to see in the Gemara, there's a discussion, does he verbally express his desire to that some spot, a defined spot between A and B should be his place of residence, or is it even if he does not explicitly and verbally express that? We'll see that. But either way, we've already seen on the previous Gemara that he did actually intend to reach B even before Shabbos. And just his friends turned him back. The question is, do we assume that he wants to acquire residence some place in between A and B, so at least on Shabbos he can get to B, which is where he wanted to spend Shabbos, or not? But either way, the Mishnah says that he himself is allowed to travel from A to B on Shabbos. V'chol b'nei ho'ir asurin, but all the other townspeople that lived in A, they cannot travel to B on Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to have to discuss what the difference is between him and them. Divi Reb Yehuda, that's the opinion of Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir Oimer, Reb Meir argues with Reb Yehuda and says, Kol shu yochi l'oriv v'loy eirav, anybody who is able to place an Eruv Tchumin, which means he's able to send some bread to represent him, 2,000 amis from A, or is able to go in person. But either way, anybody that is not supposed to rely on making an Eruv in the distance from far without being there or being represented there by food is... And he doesn't do that, Hare ze chamar gamol. Then this person is in a limbo state, which means that we give him a double status. Assuming that his place of residence is in A, he can only go 2,000 amis around A, and that means only halfway to B. If his residence is in the halfway line, he can go 2,000 amis around that place, which means to A or to B, because A is less than 2,000 amis from that middle point, and so is B. And this person, according to Reb Meir, since he was supposed to make a normal Eruv and he didn't, therefore, he's then on the one hand, it's as if his Eruv is in A, because the Eruv midway is not valid, says Reb Meir. However, even though he's based in A, he cannot go 2,000 amis around A, because since the actions he did, he voiced his desire that there should be an Eruv midway, even though it's invalid, but by wanting to make the Eruv there, he loses any distance further from A away from that point, halfway between A and B. Because if that Eruv would have been valid, he would not be allowed to go from A, beyond A, further away from that Eruv point, because it's more than 2,000 amis. So since he's based, when Shabbos came in, he was in A. He wanted to make the Eruv midway between A and B, and it was invalid, according to Reb Meir. Reb Meir says only an Oni, a poor man, is allowed to make an Eruv in the distance, and this person is not considered a poor man. Therefore, the only place he's actually allowed to travel on Shabbos is between A and the area that the invalid Eruv would have taken place. But he's only got 2,000 amos, not more than that. And that's the opinion of Reb Meir in the Mishnah. And that's why it's called a Chamar Gamal, As we've seen a number of times, a chamar is a donkey rider, a gamal is a camel rider. A camel is normally led from in front. A donkey is led from behind the donkey. So if somebody is simultaneously leading a donkey and a camel, he's being pulled between the donkey that's pulling him forward and the camel pulling him back. And that just means he's in limbo state. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Ma'ishno ihu or ma'ishno inhu. What's the difference between this Reuven who set out on Friday to go from A to B and his friends turned him back, and the halach is that he can actually go from A to B on Shabbos. However, the rest of the townspeople in A, they cannot go from A to B. What's the difference? Omer Rav Huna, hocha b'mayaskinon, kegoin sheyesh lo shnei batim, ubeineim shnei tchumei Shabbos. He actually owns a home in A, and he owns a home in B. And that's why he was traveling to B, to his home in B. And since he owns a home in both, we assume that even though he was turned back, he actually still wants to go to B. He hasn't undone his plans. But ihu kiven de nofak leurcha, this person, this Reuven, since he started traveling between A and B before Shabbos, even though he turned back, he now has the status of an oni, of a poor man. And since he's got that status, he can make the Eruv in this point between A and B, even though he's not there. He can just either verbally express or not verbally express, we'll soon see, but either way, he can intend to make the Eruv midway. And the Eruv is valid because for an oni, one can make an Eruv without actually being there. Havale oni, however, Vahani Ashirinini, but all the other townspeople that did not start on their journey between A and B, they are not considered Oni. A poor man is considered somebody who set out on a journey and is now stuck. They did not set out on a journey at all, and therefore they cannot make a virtual type of Eruv when neither he nor his food representing him is present at the place of the Eruv. Therefore, they do not have the Eruv, and they cannot go more than the 2,000 amos around A, where they are when Shabbos came in. Tanya Namihochi. We're going to bring a braisa that seems to follow what Rav Huna said. Mi sheyesh lo shnei batim, if somebody's got two homes, ubeinem shnei tchumei Shabbos, and there's the distance of two tchums, which means just under 4,000 amos between A and B, kiven shehirzik baderech, as soon as he takes to the road, he's started on the road, kono eruv, then we assume that even though he changes his mind and he comes back to the town, since he started, then we assume that the midpoint between A and B is a virtual Eruv for him, and therefore on Shabbos he can go from A to that point and from that point to B, even though there's two tchumen in between. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. That means Rabbi Yehuda says he has to have started traveling along the way. Yes, Al Kain Omar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, he says even a bigger chiddush. Afilu motzei chaveroi v'omar loi. Even as he was setting out to travel, he had not actually started traveling yet. He had just set out. He was about to start going, and before he could leave, his friends stopped him. There too, afilu motzei chaveroi v'omar loi. His friend stopped him and said, "Lin poi." Spend the night here, don't travel now before Shabbos, spend the night here in city A, and then eis chamahu, eis tzinahu, because it's too hot or too cold, lemochor mashkim v'hoylich, and on the next day, he can then go, on Shabbos, he can go from A to B. So you see clearly in the Braisa that since he started traveling along the way, and only because he started traveling along the way, he's allowed to then go from A to B on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabba. Now there's going to be now Machlokes Rabba and Rav Yosef that's going to a little bit refine for us where the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is. Omar Rabba. Loimar. To actually have to verbalize that that this person wants the point midway between A and B to be his Eruv. Kule al malei pligi, everybody agrees to tzorich. He has to verbalize it. If he doesn't verbalize his desire that there should be an Eruv, the Eruv will not be valid. Ki pligi, where's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi arguing? Leharzik, does this person actually also have to have started actually on his travels from A to B? Or is it enough if he just intended to go and didn't actually start going? That we see, according to Rabbi Yehuda is talking about somebody who started traveling and then his friends turned him back since he started traveling. And we're obviously talking about, according to Rabbah, that he verbalized his desire that there should be an Eruv, even though the Mishnah doesn't explicitly tell us that he verbalized this desire. However, it's a follow from a previous Mishnah, where the previous Mishnah says that he verbalizes that he wants a defined place between A and B to be his Eruv, and therefore he can travel on Shabbos from A to B. Rabbi Yossi argued and said, even if he didn't actually start going on his journey, nonetheless, since he verbalized his desire to go from A to B, and he intended to leave, the Eruv is valid, and he can go from A to B on Shabbos. Rav Yosef argued with the Rabbah and said, Leharzik de kule alma lo pligi de tzorich. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that if he didn't actually start on his journey, he's not considered an Oni, he's considered an Oshir, and the Eruv will not be valid midway, since neither him nor his bread is there at the point of the Eruv. Only an Oni can do that. If he didn't start on his journey, he's not an Oni, and it's not valid. Everyone agrees that he has to have started traveling. Ki pligi, where are they arguing? Where's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing? Loimar, they're arguing, do you have to say that you want the Eruv to be valid? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say that you want the Eruv midpoint to be a valid Eruv. According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't need to say at all that you want the Eruv to be midway. However, even according to Rabbi Yossi, it must be that he actually started traveling from A to B before Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Keman Ozla Hod Omar Ula. Who does the following opinion of Ula follow? Mi shehirzik baderech, somebody who started traveling on Friday, v'hirzirei chaveroi, and his friends turned him back and said, don't travel from A to B on Friday. Harehu murzor, he has the status of being returned, which seems to mean that the Eruv of A, the residence of A, is his residence for Shabbos. Umuchzuk, and he's taken to the road. So, and that term seems to apply that since he's taken to the road, the point between A and B will be his place of residence, and that will allow him to go from that point to be on Shabbos. But there seems to be a contradiction. When it says Murzor, it means that he's already got the status of being returned to A, as if A is his point of residence. And that seems to contradict what the words Murzok means, that he's Murzok Baderech, he's already started on his journey, which would assume that the point between A and B is his place of residence. So the Gemara is asking, I Murzor Lama Murzok? If he returned to A, and that term implies that A is his place of residence, then why is it called Murzok, that he's taken to the roads? V'imurzok lama murzor. And if it's deemed as if he's taken to the road, why is he considered as if he's been returned to A? Answers the Gemara, Hochi Komar. Afal pisha murzor, even though he's completely come back to A, nonetheless, murzok, he's got the halachas of somebody who's taken to the road, he's taken to the journey from A to B, and therefore his place of residence, as far as Tchum is concerned, is the point between A and B, and therefore he can go from A to B on Shabbos. And now the Gemara is asking, Kaman, who is Ula following? Ula didn't mention that this person has to explicitly say he wants the point between A and B to be his Eruv, but we assume that since he wanted to go from A to B, and just his friends brought him back, that since he intended and would have wanted to get to B, and the only way to do that is if the point between A and B is his place of residence, that he wants that place to be an Eruv. Who holds that, number one, you have to have started going on your journey, which is what Ulla says. He started going, he's Murzak. And number two, that even without verbally expressing that he wants the point between A and B to be his Eruv, nonetheless it's going to be his Eruv. Says the Gemara, Kaman, Kerav Yosef, Valibad Rav Yosi Berav Yehuda. It's following Rav Yosef who says that everybody agrees he has to be Murzak Baderech, but it's the opinion of Rav Yosi Berav Yehuda. And it's Rabbi Yossi who says that even if you did not verbalize your desire for the point between A and B to be the place of residence, nonetheless the Eruv is valid. And that's why he can go from A to B on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, another incident. Rav Yehuda bar Ishsasa, Aisilo kalkolo de peirolo Rav Nosson bar Oishia. Rav Yehuda brought a basket of fruits to Rav Nosson bar Oishia. Kihava ozil. When Rav Yehuda was going to leave the home of Rav Nosson, it was Friday afternoon. Shavke ad denochis darga. Then Rav Nosson, he let Rav Yehuda leave until he left and he went down one step from his home. That means he started going towards home one step. After that, Omar Leh, then at that point, Rav Nosson said to Rav Yehuda, Bis hocha, stay here overnight, it's Friday night tonight, stay here. Lamochor kadim v'ozil, and the next day, either kadim v'ozil or kadim v'ozil, however you want to read it, the next day he was allowed to travel from the home of Rav Nosson back to his own home, which was obviously just under 4,000 amis away. And what do we see from there? That he let him go one step. He had to start going. That means the fact he had an intention to go wasn't enough. He had to actually go, but he did not verbally express his desire that the point between Rav Nosson's home and Rav Yehuda's home should be the Eruv. Nonetheless, on Shabbos, he could go back. Kaman, who's that following? Again, Kerav Yosef, it's following Rav Yosef. Valibud Rav Yosi Berav Yehuda. And to Rav Yosi Berav Yehuda, Rav Yosef holds that Rav Yosi held that the main thing is you've started going. Once you've started going, you have the status of an Oni, and you can make an Eruv midway, even though neither the person nor his food is at the point of the Eruv. And it's following Rabbi Yossi, who says that as long as it's clear that you intended to go from A to B, the point in between is considered an Eruv, even though you didn't verbally express it. That's how the Gemara assumes. And then says the Gemara, Loi, it could be that it's following Karaba, it's following Rabba, Valibud Rabbi Yehuda. Rabba says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's true you have to have started traveling on your way, but you have to have explicitly said that you want the Eruv to be valid in the point between A and B. And if so, it could be that even though when the Gemara mentioned the story, he didn't explicitly say it, but it could be that he actually verbally expressed that he wants that point to be his Eruv. And therefore, he can go from that point, he can go home on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Reb Meir Oymer Kol Sheyochoil L'Oriv Boy. We saw in the Mishnah that according to Reb Yehuda, if somebody wanted to go from A to B, and he set out on his journey, and then his friends brought him back home, since he wanted to go, he's got the halacha of an Oni, and therefore he can go from A to B on Shabbos. Reb Meir argued and said that he's got the status of an Oshir, not an Oni, and therefore the virtual Eruv, the Eruv point between A and B is not valid, and therefore he cannot go all the way to B. However, since he wanted the Eruv to be valid at the point between A and B, he loses anything beyond A further away from B. So the only area you can actually go to is between A and the point between A and B. Just those 2,000 amos, that's all he can walk on Shabbos. And that's called a limbo state. It's a state between, you have the status, the overlapping point. If A would be the Eruv, would be his point of residence, then he can go 2,000 amos all the way around A. If this point between A and B is his place of residence, he can go 2,000 amos all the way around there. But since this point in between is not a valid Eruv according to Reb Meir, or others say there's a doubt if it's a valid Eruv, it's a Sofik if he's got the status of an Oni or an Osher, but Rashi seems to say he's definitely got the status of an osher, according to Reb Meir, it's definitely not valid. But since he wanted it to be valid, he lost the point beyond A in the other direction. Asks the Gemara, Hatanina Chod Zimna, we already saw on Daf Lamed Hey, Reb Meir Reb Yehuda Oimrim, Harize Chamar Gamal. We already saw previously that Reb Meir said that if you designate a point as an Eruv on Shabbos, then you lose, even if it's going to be invalid, you lose the 2,000 amos around the initial spot where you were when Shabbos came in. And that seems to be the same as he's saying here. Why does Reb Meir have to say it twice? Omer of Sheishes, Loi Teima Tama de Reb Meir, Sofik Iriv, Sofik Loi Iriv, Hu de Hava Chamar Gamol, Aval Vadai Loi Iriv, Loi Hava Chamar Gamol. If it would only have the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey, I may have thought that when there's a Sofik, which Eruv is valid, then he's in limbo, and he can only travel in a point in the area that's covered by both Eruvs. However, I may have thought that if this Eruv is the second Eruv that he's trying to make, in our case, be going the point between A and B, that's definitely not valid. I may have thought in that case, he gets the entire 2,000 Amos around A, around his initial place. Aval vaday loy erev, loy have a chamar gamol, but if the second erev is definitely not valid, even though he wanted it to be valid and he expressed his desire for it to be valid, since halachically it's not valid, then he's not in limbo and he gets a full 2,000 amos around his original place of residence. That's what he's teaching us. Even if the second point, the point between A and B, is definitely invalid, have a chamar gamol, it's still considered chamar gamol, because expressing your desire to have an eruv between A and B, it minimizes the area that you can walk around A. Because in this case, in our Mishnah, where according to Reb Meir, this person is considered an osher, and the eruv is definitely not valid, and Reb Meir in our Mishnah is teaching us that even in this case, you're in limbo and you can only travel between A and the point between A and B, and not more than that. We've made a basic reading of this Gemara. It's very complicated. Rashi has two very distinctly different approaches to the whole Gemara, and we've learnt it according to the second Pshat of Rashi, which is the one Rashi seems to hold of. And we've done a basic reading, and anyone who wants to learn this Gemara in more depth can learn Tosfos and other Rishonim here. Continues the next Mishnah. Mi sheyotza chutz l'tchum. If somebody went out of the tchum, b'mezid, he intentionally left the tchum, afilo amo achas, even a single amo beyond the 2,000 allowed amos, lo yikones, he's not allowed to come back into the tchum. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer says, Shtayim Yikonis, if he went two Amas outside the Tchum, then he's still allowed to come back. Of course, if he just went one Amma out, he can come back. Even two Amas, he can come back. Sholosh, but if he went three Amas outside the Tchum, Lo Yikonis, at that point, he can no longer go back into the into his Tchum, and he has to wait there for the rest of Shabbos. And we've seen this in a previous Gemara already. Says the Gemara, Omer of Chanina, Ragloi achas b'toicha tchum. If a person has one foot inside the tchum, v'ragloi achas chutz l'tchum, and one foot outside the tchum, lo yikonis, he's not allowed to re-enter the foot that's out of the tchum. He's not allowed to bring it back into the tchum. Tichsiv, because it says in the posuk, im toshiv mishabos raglecho. The posuk says that if you'll restrain your foot on account of the Shabbos, raglechoksiv. It's not in plural, it doesn't say raglecho, your feet, it says your foot, which means that Shabbos, you're required to rest even a single foot, which means if one foot is out, you're not allowed to bring it back into the tchum. Votanya, this seems to contradict the braisa. Ragloi achas b'toicha tchum, if one foot is inside his tchum, ragloi achas chutz l'tchum, and one foot is outside the tchum, yikonis, the foot that's gone out of the tchum, he can bring it back into the tchum. This seems to contradict what Rav Chanina said. Answers the Gemara, Ho mani acherim hi. This braisa follows the opinion of Achirim, the opinion of others, Detanya. Achirim Oimrim. We learnt in another Braisa. Lemokim Sheruboy Hu Nizkor. A person is thrust to the place where most of his body is. Since only one foot is out, since the rest of his body and the other foot is in the tchum, then the one foot which is out is thrust back towards where the most of his body is, back into the tchum. Ikad Omra, another version. Omer of Chanina, Rag le'achas b'toicha tchum, Rag le'achas chutz le'tchum, Yikonis. This version says the other way around. Rav Chanina holds if one foot is in the tchum, one foot is out of the tchum, he's allowed to bring his foot back into the tchum. Tichsiv brings the same pasuk as we saw before. Im toshiv mishabbos raglecho. That if you restrain your foot on account of Shabbos, raglecho korinon, even though it says raglecho, which is in single tense, but it's read raglecho, meaning plural tense, that only if both your feet are out, then you're not allowed to come back in. But if just one foot is out, you're allowed to come back in. Asks the Gemara of Otanya, we learnt in a Braisa, lo yikonis, that he's not allowed to bring the second foot back in. Answers the Gemara, hu d'omar k'achirim. Rav Chanina rules like achirim in that second Braisa, the Tanya. We saw in the Braisa, lamokim sheruboy hu nizkor. The Achirim learn that a person is thrust towards where most of his body is. Since only one foot is out, he can bring his foot back to where the rest of his body is. Continues the Gemara. Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, Shtayim Yikonis, Sholosh Lo Yikonis. Rebbe Eliezer held that if a person leaves his tchum 2 amos, he can still come back. If he leaves 3 amos, he can no longer come back into the tchum. Asks the Gemara. V'otanya, we learnt in a braisa, Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, Achas Yikonis, if he stepped out 1 amma outside the tchum, he can come back in. Shtayim lo yikonis, but if he left 2 amos, then he can no longer come in. And this seems to be a contradiction between the two Rebbe Eliezers. In our Mishnah it says Shtayim Yikonis, Sholosh lo yikonis. In the braisa it says Shtayim lo yikonis. Answers the Gemara lo yikashi, it's not a contradiction. When it says that 2 amos, he can come back in, it means that he's gone beyond 1 amma and he's now within the second amma. Then he can still come back. When it says that in the second amma he cannot come back, it means that he's overstepped the second amma, where he's lifted up his foot and gone beyond the second amma. At that point, he's already in the third amma and he can no longer come back in, which means both Mishnah and Braisa hold, Rabbi Eliezer in both hold, that as long as you're within the 2 amos, and the reason behind this we saw in the previous Gemara, because Rabbi Eliezer says that a person has, even outside the tchum, 2 amos around him in any direction, so as long as he's within the first 2 amos outside the tchum, then the area that he's now got, which is 4 amos around him, 2 amos in either direction, his new 2 amos overlap, or at least they touch or flash with his previous tchum, and therefore he can go back. As soon as he's past the 2 amma line, he can no longer come back. Asks the Gemara, V'otanya, we learnt in yet another braisa, Rebbe Eliezer afilu amma achas lo yikonis. The Rebbe Eliezer says that even 1 amma, you're not allowed to go in. And this seems to contradict what we've seen from Rebbe Eliezer in the braisas till now. Says the Gemara, ki tanya ahi, lemoideid. There we're not talking about somebody who went out of his tchum. There we're talking about somebody who's wherever his initial place of residence was when Shabbos came in, he has 2,000 amos from there. What happens if the 2,000 amos end 1 amma before the tchum of a city? Is he allowed to just go into that city and say, in any case, if I left an amma, I could go back into my tchum? There's only an amma distance between the end of my tchum and the beginning of the city's tchum. Can I just go into the city? No. That's what it says, that even with just 1 amma, lo yikonis, you should not enter. He's not allowed to enter the next city. Ditnan, because we saw in a Mishnah even more than that. Ulamoideid Sha'omru, noisnin le alpaim amo, afilu soif midosei kolob ma'oro. If somebody is measuring his 2,000 amos till where he's allowed to go, even if the tchum ends in the middle of a cave, in the middle of a city, he's not allowed to go one more amma beyond that, even though he's in the middle of a secluded area, he's in the middle of a city. A tchum means you can go till 2,000 amos and no more. Here too, obviously, if he's not even in the tchum, even if he's just one amma away from the tchum of the new city, lo yikones, he's not allowed to go into that city on Shabbos. Continues the next Mishnah. Mi shehich shich chutz l'tchum. If somebody was rushing back to the city before the onset of Shabbos, and when Shabbos came, it was dark, and as Shabbos was coming in, he was one amma beyond the tchum of the city. Every city has 2,000 amis around it. Anybody who's within that tchum when Shabbos comes in can then go into the city and be free in the city. This person, he reached one amma away from the edge of the tchum. 2,001 amos away from the city, afilu amo achas lo yikones, he's not allowed to go into the city. Because he's outside the tchum. He's outside the tchum. So since he's outside the tchum, he acquires residence where he is when Shabbos came in. He has exactly 2,000 amos around him, which means he can walk towards the city. But only 2,000 amos. And the one amma away from the city, he cannot go into the city. Since when Shabbos came in, he was one amma outside the tchum of the city. Reb Shimon Omer, afilu chomesh esre amos yikonis. Reb Shimon says, even if he reaches 15 amos from beyond where the markings of the tchum, he can go, and Shabbos comes in, he can enter the tchum and enter the city. Why? She'ein hamoishoichos mematzim es amidus. The surveyors who mark where the tchum is, they don't give a full measure. Mipnei atoyin, because of those who err, those who make mistakes, and therefore, even though there are markers saying the tchum is till here, the truth is that in absolute terms, the tchum is a little bit further away from the city. 15 amos. And therefore, as long as you reach 15 amos from those markers, when Shabbos comes in, since he didn't intentionally leave the tchum, and therefore he's relying on this, he didn't make it, we allow him to come into the city because we know that those 15 amos are really part of the tchum. Says the Gemara, Tana, when said in the Braisa, what does it mean? Mipnei hatoyin, mipnei toyei hamido, there are those who make a mistake regarding the measure, and those from in the city who by mistake leave the tchum, and then they go back after they leave the tchum, they go back into the tchum. Really, you're not allowed to leave the tchum, and if you leave the tchum, you're not allowed to go back. But these people making mistakes, in order that they shouldn't have transgressed a serious issa, they place the markers 15 amos or some area further closer towards the town than the true 2,000 amos, and therefore even these people that leave by mistake, they have not really left the real area of the tchum. And that's what Reb Shimon meant. Since you have this extra leeway beyond the markings of the tchum, if somebody is coming to the town and didn't make it in time, even if he's 15 amos away from the edge of the tchum markings, we can assume that he's in actual truth within 2,000 amos from the city, and he can come to the city for Shabbos. Hadron aloch misho yitzi'uhu. B'siyata d'shmai, we finished Perek Misho Yitzi'uhu. We're going to try and do Chazor on Perek Misho Yitzi'uhu. And in the next shiur, we're going to start Perek Ketzad Me'abrin.